The National Park Service has banned some controversial bear hunting practices in parts of Denali and Gates of the Arctic National Preserves. The techniques involve the harvest of black bears at dens in state game management units that overlap parts of the preserves. The practices legalized by the game board include the killing of bear cubs or sows with cubs and the use of artificial light to harvest bears in dens. The Park Service is required to defer to state regulation under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, but has leeway to contradict when game populations or rural subsistence are threatened. Park Service spokesman John Quinley says the bear harvest practices aren't acceptable for the preserve lands.
This is a case where we looked at the purposes for the national preserves and felt that this was not an appropriate method, that it had potential, because it was a method open to all Alaskans, it had potential to affect bear populations, and we moved to take action to stop that practice, having already asked the state to take action on its own.
The State Game Board approved the bear denning practices in response to a proposal which sought the return of the traditional harvest techniques. The Park Service's move to halt bear denning at Denali and Gates of the Arctic follows a decision earlier this week to suspend sport wolf hunting and trapping at Yukon Charley Rivers Preserve. Special Assistant to the Commissioner of Game, Tina Cunning, says the moves are unprecedented in the history of ANILCA.
We really need to resolve with the National Park Service what the criteria is that they use to trump the state's management authority. That's really important for the long haul. ANILCA was a very controversial bill. A lot of Alaska residents very concerned about this type of activity occurring. Congress tried to protect the state's management authorities, and that's why it's never been done in the 30 years.
Cunning says the state doesn't believe game populations or rural subsistence are at risk in either of the current cases. She says the Park Service failed to adequately consult, as required by law, with the state before making this week's closures. She says the state wants to resolve the conflict with the Park Service without legal action.